Welcome to the Open Mic Podcast with Chris Evans and Phil Nichols, along with Ronnie Phillips. The Open Mic Podcast is part of the Second Banana Media Podcast Network. Coming to you live from Guthrie, Oklahoma, inside the Second Banana Media Studios, here's Chris Evans.
Hello and welcome. It is the Open Mic Podcast, Wednesday, October 25th, 2023. Special guest today, by the way, every time we have the special guest on, this special guest, it has rained both times.
We'll have him on three times a week.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to have a special show the next 4 or 5 days. Hopefully, we get that on there. So, I remember it raining last time.
Well, if I can come back, we need the rain. So let's schedule that now.
That's right. Let's get it on the books.
Every week next summer.
We are here with you every Wednesday night. Appreciate you checking us out here on the live show. Always on the recording, on the replay, if that's how you check us out. Ronnie Phillips, Phil Nichols, Chris Evans, joined today once again by our great city manager here in Guthrie, Eddie Faulkner. And Eddie, appreciate you stopping by and visiting with us for a little bit. And great things happening here in the great town of Guthrie.
Absolutely. We got a lot going on. So thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. One of the things we definitely want to talk about is the roundabout, that thing that I just sprung on Phil last week. And we had some back and forth on that. And there was a lot of back and forth on social media as well. So I thought it would be great if you can come in and kind of give us a broad picture of all that. So, but real quick, before we do that, the shops got a paint job on it.
Yeah, it looks good.
It really looks good.
Yeah, it does.
Yes. I like that. Yes. So Public Works, thank you to all of those guys. They've been out there trying to get it painted. It's been on the list of things to do. As you can imagine, the Public Works Department is
a long list.
Fairly busy, right? So getting the shops painted wasn't necessarily a top priority. However, they've got it done. It does look great.
Yeah.
So
Public Works, I mean, those guys are awesome. Spread so thin and, you know, can always use more applications on the City of Guthrie's website, by the way.
City of Guthrie's website. Yes. Please apply.
Yes.
Please apply.
But you hire people with no skills or ability that are poor followers with bad attitudes?
No.
You're out.
Yeah,
dang it.
I can't brag enough on Tinny and those crews. I mean, if it's a water line break or if there's a tree in the road or having to paint shops, I mean, they do it all.
With a great attitude.
Yeah, great attitude.
So good. Yeah, we're lucky to have everybody there.
Absolutely. And I can't brag on Public Works enough. You guys, obviously you've known Tinny and the team longer than I have.
Yeah.
But it's an honor. It's an honor to work with them. And like you say, they've got good attitudes. They're happy to be here. They do good work. And honestly, they take pride in their work.
They do.
And that's rare.
Yeah,
it is. And it shows. I mean, it shows. Yeah, it's good.
Chief Lawson, he's getting comfortable. You know, I've seen him at a few scenes and a few. Phil has meetings with him now, Fire Chief Dean Lawson.
I've been in those meetings.
We got to raise fees. We got to get some money coming in.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
We got to get some money coming in.
You know, it's one thing. I've known Chief Dane for a while, and so, you know, I have questions easy for him. But I saw his first television interview the other day, and it's always – the first television interview is always a little different, but I thought he did a good job.
Yeah.
I agree with you. That's like the first step, right? Once you become a department head and you've given your first TV interview – You cross a line.
Yeah.
And so he did a great job. He did a great job, especially given the story, the topic about the story.
Yeah.
So, Chief Lawson has done great. And we've had several new additions to the team, right? Mm-hmm. So Chief Lawson, one of the most recent ones. Airport Director Caden Young. He's Sharp. Done a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Caden came to us from the city of Stillwater, where he had served for a little over a year and a half. So graduated from OSU, went straight into Stillwater Regional Airport, was there a year and a half. He earned more credentials than I could fit on one page on the press release. And I don't even have to think about think about the
art. Right.
So that's awesome. Great. We've got great staff. Great staff.
Library director, also new, comfortable, starting to get comfortable. He probably knows where all the restaurants and all the streets are at now.
He likes to walk. I see him walking everywhere.
He does. Does he have a car?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure he does. But
why is he walking?
He walks. Likes to walk.
He likes to walk.
He's so skinny.
He lives here in town, so yeah. He's moved into the downtown area.
That's awesome.
And he came on just before I got
there. Right.
Very nice
yes,
guy.
Yes, great.
Very nice guy.
So. I was going to make sure I didn't want to leave anybody off of there. So we'll talk about a few things here real quick. G of Guthrie says, excited about talking city business tonight. Dana, Silas, our logo, our mascot, our dude. Silas should be wearing a bow tie since Eddie's in the house and has cleaned up the joint. Welcome, Class. City manager.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No pressure.
G of Guthrie says, we officially support the roundabout. Safer, cheaper, and more efficient. That leads us right into the proposed roundabout. Nothing official yet. We'll let Eddie dive into all that stuff. We kind of did this last week, but now we have the man here with all this stuff. So the roundabout. One of the biggest goals the city council has been talking for a while now, and it's high on your list as well, is rehabilitating, resurfacing Sooner Road. It's been tried multiple times, 19th Street as well, but Sooner Road, which Phil travels every single day.
Phil lets me know he travels.
He reminds you.
Like this.
Yes. He's dodging.
But that is a big part of the road, and it's a big chunk of change. And I'll let you talk, kind of give us the overview of Sooner Road between Division and Seward in its city limits.
Yes. So, first of all, if I had known you were going to be talking about it last week, I would have been here. So,
it was
wrote
fresh.
The story that day. It was fresh. It was fresh. I understand. So, Sooner Road between Division and Seward is obviously a road that needs major attention. Mm-hmm. The city's well aware of that, and so my predecessor Leroy Alsop and the team have applied through ACOG and other federal grants, RAISE grants, etc., to get Sooner Road rehabilitated, whether it's an overlay, a total full-depth reconstruction, widened, what have you. If you know of a funding mechanism, I guarantee you our team has applied for it. And so this year, ACOG opened up their STBG UZA Federal Highway Administration grant. And what that grant aims to do is rehabilitate roads, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Second, provide safer means of transportation. And then third, enhance air quality in the area. So how that happens, we received that application. We received notification the application was open. And Tenney Maker and I went down to ACOG and we said, we have a road, a major thoroughfare that is the only connector between the city of Guthrie and the city of Edmonds. And a lot of the time, when I-35 is shut down, folks are diverted to Sooner
Road. Point. Mm-hmm.
So we feel strongly this is a good project. What can we do to be successful in getting this taken care of? And the first piece of advice we were given was the project's too big. So total reconstruction, from Division to Seward. $9.5 million.
Wow. Scratch the pool, fix the road, we're done.
And a lot of people see a part of that is a lot of people see one bridge, but there's really two bridges on that.
Two bridges on Sooner Road. So looking at a $9.5 million project, ACOG has a $40 million bucket for the STBG grant. Well, we said, okay, give us some guidance. Help us understand what we can do. And the first piece of advice was, we'll take the pre-application scoring sheet, go through, make sure you're checking all those boxes. Second thing, you've got a large project. Let's trim that down. Do it in phases over time, and we think you'll be more successful. So that to us told us, okay, we had to either start at Division or we had to start at Seward. Either way, previous year submittals have had a roundabout at both intersections. So for us, it made more sense. Let's start at Division and work our way to Seward Road.
Although Seward starting at Seward Road going north is the biggest part that needs really attention to it.
It does, and with that, the most costly.
Correct.
So you've got the bridge right out of the gate on Seward. You would have a roundabout, and you likely wouldn't be able to go as far in distance.
They'd do a roundabout at Seward also?
That was in the original submittal, yes, sir.
God, so. It just doesn't. And listen, I don't, you know, everybody, believe me, I've heard a lot about my opinion about roundabouts last week. Last week was a rough week for Phil. Picked Carl Albert to beat Guthrie in football. I found out a lot of people like roundabouts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, none have ever lived in Kansas where we have a bunch of them. But
or Ohio. Like we have them there, too.
They like them. But the most important thing for me, Eddie, I want breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
That is this.
It's important.
Okay.
Talked to my mommy this week.
Oh, boy. Mom fixes everything.
And she said, what's going on? I said, oh, not much. I said, you know the thing about putting roundabouts down here? And she goes, oh, I love roundabouts. I said, really? She goes, yeah. They're safer. They're more efficient. She starts going through all this stuff. I said, well, I don't like roundabouts. She goes, well, do you work for the city? I said, no. Are you an engineer? I said, no. She goes, then shut up. I'm for the roundabout. Mama turned me around.
I like your mother. Yeah, she turned me around. Can I reach out?
Well, I got my directives from somebody. It wasn't my dad. It was my mother. Told me, shut up.
So Seward and Sooner would be a roundabout, right? Again, like you said, traffic gets diverted to go down that road. Would semis and big vehicles be able to even get around? Because that's a small piece of road right there.
Seward and Sooner?
Seward and Sooner, yes.
Yeah, Seward and Sooner. So what I envision, what the engineer has preliminarily designed, keep in mind we haven't applied for that piece of this, in this round, would be an expansion of that intersection. Mm-hmm. So it would have to be larger.
Okay, yeah.
So down...
you got things right there. You got a bar right there, a convenience store, and a church right there.
Yeah, you would want to go north. We wouldn't want to take anybody...
Yeah, you'd have to go north.
Yeah. We wouldn't want to get anywhere near existing businesses.
So
the purpose for the roundabout at Sooner and Division, traffic data, of course, crash data, the science behind the roundabouts is pretty firm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, visiting with the Oklahoma Department of Transportation, I said, help me communicate to the community that roundabouts are safe. We understand this is a truck route. We understand that this is a U.S. highway. So help me communicate that. And in visiting with ODOT, they said, well, we're putting them in quicker than we're doing traffic signals these days. And the reason for that is when you look at a traffic signal at a four-way stop, you have a lot of right angles, you have a lot of head-on collisions, you have a lot of T-bones.
Mm-hmm.
Folks are traveling at much higher rates of speed.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at a roundabout, you have side swipes, and folks are traveling at a much lesser rate of speed.
Yeah.
Because obviously you have to yield, you have to slow down to enter into the roundabout.
And we kind of talked about that last week too, about being a positive thing.
Yeah.
And again, I was on the stoplight right there today on Sooner and Division, and it's just like, and I was just sitting there for 2 or 3 minutes like, when's Eddie going to put this roundabout in? I've been sitting here doing nothing. There's no cars coming. I can't turn left.
Well, if there's no cars coming, you just go ahead and go.
Only at nighttime.
Oh, nighttime. Okay.
Nighttime.
I did, but joking aside, I after last week, I did some research, and then you kind enough to come down and talk to a group of people. Was that earlier this week or last?
It was last week.
Yeah. And you're right. The statistics are firm. Much safer, much cheaper to operate from a maintenance standpoint. And I think if they're done right, because I asked Eddie, I said, would there be green space, what I call green space, that might be the wrong term, but to where you can do beautification, you know, so when you're coming into town, the entryway into our
beautiful
town.
Beautiful welcome to Guthrie sign.
Yeah, something. Or a statue of me or something, but something in there. But have beautification in there. Truly, to me, that's a big deal also. You know, welcoming people to our community, I like that.
Yeah.
I do, I like that.
One thing that that came to my mind, and I'm sure with engineers it's all there, but like these big trucks,
sure,
like manufactured homes, I mean, that's kind of a little, but they do come down down that road. Yeah, sure. And then you talk about, you know, I always think of like John Vance Motors, who they had those big semi trucks that has like 10 cars on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I have to make those turns. I'm certainly engineering those people who do that for a living.
The intersection was a lot bigger than I thought it was. Yeah. Once I actually paid attention to it. Yeah.
You don't pay attention to it.
Once I paid attention to it today, I was like, okay, this could easily fit a way for bigger vehicles to get through.
It could.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. And yes, that's been considered. And I've even reached out to a couple of the local businesses. And I've said, hey, just a heads up, this is what we've presented, because we feel it's the only route to starting work on Sooner.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And so, you know, obviously I've been met with some opposition, and rightfully so. We understand that this is new and this is change. But the engineering and the design of the roundabout will accommodate the big trucks.
And let me bring on that Councilman Williams watching. You see Tracy, he goes, I didn't like the idea at first either. Brings up a good point. And you guys go through a lot of this because change.
Sure.
Is that the biggest thing that a lot of people you think have fear, not necessarily fear, but
just don't like it.
Cautiously up, you know, because of change. Mm-hmm. It's change. It's not hard to deal with.
It is. Any type of change, obviously in a community, regardless of where you are. If you come in and you try to change anything, you're going to be met with opposition. Mm-hmm. I think in a situation with the roundabout, it's about the education. Mm-hmm. It's about the outreach. That's part of why I'm here.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Yep. If you can understand the why behind it and not just, oh.
Immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
Eddie's building roundabouts.
No.
I promise. We're not out here building roundabouts.
Well, I've been telling everybody.
But we do want to be successful in this grant application. And if that increases vehicular safety at the same time, that's a win.
It also sets you up for the next round to finish out that project.
Sure. Yeah. Yep. So we'll be looking. We're not going to stop, right? So if for some reason this application is unsuccessful, we're going to continue to seek funding opportunities. I don't have an answer for what that looks like today. But we will find a solution.
In talking with ACOG, which is like a 37 board member or 37 members of the board, and also it's not just Guthrie Long County, it's Oklahoma County. I think Canadian County is part of that. So it's a good chunk of people that we compete with. This is the same type of grant that Guthrie went for. I don't know if it's the same type, but very similar to the road over at Harrison Avenue in front of the stadium, the bridge deal. I think they tried to get that a few times. But this, you know, the roundabout, was this was something that City of Guthrie goes, okay, we need a roundabout here, so let's go. It was more like ACOG that came to you and say, this would be good here.
To get this done.
Is that right?
So the guidelines for this grant come down through the Federal Highway Administration. Okay, so ACOG, throughout the state of Oklahoma, you have different quadrants. ACOG stands for the Association of Central Oklahoma Governments. Mm-hmm. Okay, so ACOG will distribute these grant funds in this area. We're a part of the ACOG area. The FHA gives those regulations to ACOG. They put them in the application packet, and then we get to review the criteria.
Okay.
And so that's when you see roundabouts are encouraged, pedestrian trails, bike trails, crosswalks, those sorts of things.
You score points. It's all about points. Yep.
It's all about points. That's correct.
And I just wanted to bring it back to the point about change, how people really don't like change. I can just say in my previous life, my previous profession, we made a lot of changes. And again, what he's doing right now is coming on and explaining everything to it. Once you do that to people, it gets more comfortable, right? So we go into a new place business, and we tell them that this is what our plan is to do. And, of course, you always get pushback. But you give them the vision. You give them the facts and everything like that. People will tend to get behind you on that. And, again, so it's good. It's appreciate you coming on and doing this part. Because that is – it's so big. It's so big to come on and let people know exactly what you're seeing, what you're hearing, and the way things are going. Because it really does help.
Well, I think anytime you can be transparent in government of any kind, and Chris and I have talked a lot about this, there's not a more intimate form of government than city government, right? I mean, everybody knows everybody. Everybody has access to everybody. I can't go tell the people in D.C. how crazy I think they are, right? But you can always find somebody at City Hall or somebody in the community. You can grab them, talk to them. So that's a tough job, but I really appreciate it too. And in my defense, even though I was very vocal that I didn't like roundabouts, in the show last week. I also said, but I trust the city.
Yeah.
And if they think it's a good idea, then it must be a good idea. And I, Chris, I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm 57.
I've heard.
Yeah. And fourth quarter.
Going to live to 87.
In the fourth. I'm working for 87. Don't know if it'll happen, but I'm trying to get 30 more years out of it. But change is a scary thing.
Sure.
And it's a real scary thing when literally everything else in the world around you, when you're, I think, like 50 and older, everything else is changing too. It's not just one thing. It's literally everything is changing, right? Mm. But if you go back, that's true for every generation that's ever lived. Yeah. Everybody goes through it. It's all part of it. And when you stop and get past the emotion of something that's changed.
A traffic light, that's going to slow everything down.
Yeah.
I can imagine that's what they were saying with traffic
lights. Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's a terrible idea. They're so expensive, and that's just a waste. And
remember the video whenever they stopped where you had to wear a seatbelt? They made it along. Goes, you got to wear a seatbelt these days. Next thing, you're going to be able to drink while you're driving.
When the seatbelt law came into effect was right when I was getting my license. Years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I remember my dad and my uncles and a bunch of guys sitting around said, I can't believe what this country's become. Yeah. You'll tell us to wear a damn seatbelt. Yeah. You know? So it's true in every generation. But I think for me at least, what I fall back on is, and I want to make sure everybody really hears this, I think we have a tremendous city government. We have a tremendous staff. I think we have a very thoughtful city council. I haven't always agreed with everything with city council, but I don't agree with everything with my wife, and I love her more than anything in the world, right? So it doesn't mean that I don't think they're really good at what they do, but I think part of the process is if you have disagreements or if you don't think something's right, and this is one thing I respect about you, Eddie, express it. Talk about it.
Yeah.
I watched Eddie sit in a room full of guys that are some pretty tough old characters and have a lot of opinions. And your demeanor and the way you handle those conversations, I just want to say this publicly, is so impressive.
Yep.
You do such a professional job of representing our city and of answering the questions of the citizens of our community. And I just personally really appreciate that. And that impresses the daylights out of me. So I have a lot of confidence that if this is what the city thinks is best for our community, then I think we all need to get behind it and support it. And hopefully we get the money and let's go.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Phil, and thank you, Ronnie.
Yep.
It's my honor. I enjoy doing what we're doing here. Guthrie is a great place, and we have a fantastic city council.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
I mean,
we do.
Those guys serve tirelessly for $1 a year.
Yeah.
And they make some tough decisions, and it's hard to be in that position. And honestly, I have to say, it is great to work with those guys. It's a privilege, and I appreciate that honor.
And we do have I look around our whole community. I think we have a really good city council, great staff, all that stuff. Sure. Also think we have a really great county commissioners. I think we've got a great staff in the county level. I think our school's in a good place. You know, we've got so many great things to be excited about and be positive about. But like any dysfunctional family, which is really what any small community is, you're going to have moments that you don't agree on everything. But I think if everybody just stops after the initial reaction, or as my mother tells me, most people need to count to 10, you need to count to 100. When you get past that initial reaction to change and you really logically just look through it, you go, this makes sense. Because this also takes us a step, I think, in helping in the additional challenges we're going to have with all the population growth in our community, more vehicles on the roadways.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a much bigger picture you guys are looking at than just one project. You're trying to put this puzzle together that affects us for the next 100 years.
Really? 100 years, yeah.
And so it's a big job. I mean, it's a big darn job.
And that's part of the logistics behind the roundabout.
Yeah.
So current traffic counts on Division, average daily traffic, 10,000 cars a day. We've sized and spec'd the roundabout to accommodate 25,000 cars a day. So we're looking ahead. We're trying to plan for the folks who come next.
Yeah.
We're looking down the road. What happens in 5 years? What happens in 10 years? We want to leave it better than found it.
That's right.
And so,
do you have any data on what the traffic on Division was, say, 10 years ago?
That's a great question. We've seen some growth.
Yeah.
I don't have that off the top.
But that would be a cool number, sure, I think, yeah, to sure. see, because I you know it's drastic.
Absolutely.
I
mean,
because I do literally drive that every day, three or four times, sometimes more. And I know years ago, I felt like I was the only vehicle on there some days. Well, right? I mean, you just cruise down, you'd see one or two cars coming this way. Maybe a car would be a half a mile up the road that you can see. Now there's cars everywhere.
It's not just there. It's like between 3:15 and like 6 o'clock on Noble going to trying to get the division. It's awful. There's so many cars out there. I take back roads everywhere I go between those time frames because the Wentz Noble and Wentz by the church there, that'll be backed up way past like over close to First Christian Church. No, it's backed up during crazy. That time.
You got here just in time for all these fun things.
Here we go. Privilege is mine.
And it's a reminder, this is an application process.
Right.
It hasn't been approved. It's been submitted.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
Now, when will we know?
I anticipate end of the year, first of 24.
Okay. So not long.
Not too long. Yeah. You know, spring, the latest.
Okay. So.
My thing is freaking out on me. See if that fixes it. No, I don't. Okay, this question. Okay.
It needs to be answered, apparently.
It needs to be answered. Maybe if I take this off.
It needs
maybe.
To be answered.
Had some glitches there, too, so something's off a little bit.
I'll try to get to that question here in a second. I think I pushed Q. That's what was messing up. Okay. Another thing that has come up road traffic-wise, and Jeff Guthrie's not pushing that button, I promise, is Pine and Noble. There's a lot of conversation there. I know there's been some informal conversations as well. You know, some of it's human error, human stuff, but it is tough making some turns on there because you think that, you know, if there's two cars waiting to turn, but then on the other side there's a car maybe camouflaging that one. So,
sure.
But I know there's been some talks. What can you tell us on that?
So the Public Works Director and I have had conversations with the Oklahoma Department of Transportation as recent as today about that intersection. Okay. So if you'll go back in time to 2022, ODOT was preparing to look at that intersection and see if there's another avenue, something else we can do to address the issues that take place there. We realize there are hazards. We realize that it needs to be addressed. So ODOT has a couple of proposals. We've kind of got brought back to the front burner, if you will. And now we're looking at some design ideas. What can we do? And then lastly, how can we fund them?
Yeah.
So because it's within city limits, we have to contribute.
Although it's a state highway.
Even though it's a state highway. That's correct. So, but I will say we have... Just like we have a great team here in Guthrie, Logan County, our division engineer with ODOT, Trenton January,
yes,
he does a great job. He lives here locally, mm-hmm. and so he understands the severity of what's going on here on 33 or Noble, and I think you'll see some movement relatively soon.
So. Yeah, I know that's been a big deal, and you know I went out and covered a wreck at Pine and Noble. People don't know there's been two other wrecks that I didn't go out to since that time. I think there might have been one today or yesterday at that location. So
yesterday.
We saw one yesterday.
Right by yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. We saw one yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people, I think a lot of times, especially when there was a lot of wrecks around in front of Brahms, it's kind of slowed down a little bit. It's always people that are not from here. It's always some from out of town that doesn't know the area. Because if I'm driving through Pine and Noble, I'm like...
Heads on a swivel.
So one of those... So, I know you can't go too deep into this, but the swimming pool, I think that's getting close to, you're getting close to report.
Sure.
A final report from Carruthers Brothers, who's doing the inspection.
Yes. So the city council approved Carruthers Construction, as you're aware, to conduct a study of the pool. So to test the plumbing, to do some acoustic testing on the concrete and see, is it structurally sound? Does it have any life left? Is it worth trying to renovate, fix the issue? We know we have massive water loss there. So 40,000 gallons of water a day.
Ooh.
That's a lot of water.
A day.
Yes.
That's a lot of water. So preliminary report. We've not received anything final, nothing concrete. The plumbing in the pool is no good.
Non-existent.
Like it's zero non-existent.
The only way I can assume the plumbing was working is the pool has When it's full, it holds 240,000 gallons of water. Okay, so you put that much water pressure on the plumbing, and I think it pushed it and made it work.
Yeah,
that actually makes sense.
Makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
It's the only scenario I can come up with, because the team at Carruthers, they tried to pressurize the system. Mm-hmm. They put a gauge on it, and the gauge didn't get a reading. And so that's not a good sign. That tells us the plumbing is bad.
Yeah.
The next step, they're working to complete the report on the concrete structure itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then a final piece of that report will include ADA requirements if we renovate the pool, what will need to take place as far as zero depth entry, fencing around the perimeter, some ventilation in the chemical house. It's going to be a heavy lift.
Yeah.
It's going to be a heavy lift.
Another unofficial thing, you don't have to go too deep into this. Phil and I were talking about this. We were talking EMS the other night, but how much, you know, when the contract was approved by council to go out for the Carruthers Brothers to do the inspection, $16,000, there were people like, well, we can do it for $4,000. We can do it for $5,000. We can do it for $3,300. But governments always
get taken advantage of.
It's really. Do you? How can you sum this up for me here? Because if I ask, I'm not going to get charged as much as a city. Do they do that because they know the city will spend that or has that? Or help me out. Help me out with this.
I think it's multifaceted. Okay. So the first problem is if you're requesting a bid, usually you're probably not going to require that company to be bonded up to $1 million liability policy. And I'm speaking in generalities.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Obviously, any form of government. It's going to cost more just because we're the government.
Just because.
Unfortunately.
Okay. So that's okay. Yeah.
You do pay a government tax. I will say, though, that we got to Carruthers because they were working in another community. And so folks that have experience working with municipalities, it's easier. It's easier to work out the kinks. You don't have to worry about contracts. Yeah. You don't have to worry about tax-exempt status when you're dealing with subcontractors, materials, lead times, et cetera. So, yes, I'm sure if you or Phil, Ronnie, or even myself, if we were doing this personally, I'm sure it would be cheaper.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, we do have a big pool. It's not small by any stretch of the imagination. So.
And it's just like our county officials, you know, they're looking at repairing the courthouse, and the construction company that they hired has done 7 or 8 courthouses in the last several years. So you go with what people do well, and I had no problem with that. So we can spend 4 hours on this next one, but EMS, you just recently increased the fees, and we won't go over those, and it still keeps you in line. You're not the highest. You're kind of more in the middle probably now compared to comparable places with we don't know who they were, but comparable to our runs, 4,000 runs a year. But this is a statewide issue, and, with 3 mills, that was established way back when on your property taxes. So when it says Guthrie EMS, that's 3 mills. But what – anything new, anything that you're excited about, conversation about? Obviously, a subscription plan. Chief Lawson's working on that, and that's a thing that we'll have Chief Lawson on here to talk about those specific. But what can you tell us on EMS? Because this is a statewide deal that it's going to have to be addressed somewhat, some way. Something's got to give.
Absolutely. So the first to get the details, right? The 3 mills, that was funded, started by a petition, State Question 522. So 522 districts, that's where that comes from.
Yeah.
That allows a fire protection district or an ambulance district, in this case, an EMS service, to levy up to 3 mills on your property taxes. It's in the Oklahoma Constitution.
Correct.
So it is constitutionally limited. There's no changing this with a law. This is a vote of the people. And that's a heavy lift.
It is.
Regardless of what you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. And so we're fortunate here in Guthrie, even though we have a large service area, we do have, first, a great staff. Second, we're working to replace the equipment that we have. Ambulance, Striker stretchers. Mm-hmm. Those things are not cheap. Whew. And so Phil knows because he's on the 522 board.
Here
in Logan County now.
I want to get in the stretcher business.
But having partners like USDA, folks who are willing to partner on purchasing an ambulance, it goes a long way. Yeah. For Guthrie, our movement of the needle on the funding mechanism, increasing the rates, obviously we don't like to do that. That's not what we're here to do.
And it's not going to fix the overall
issue. It doesn't fix the overall issue. That's correct. However, anything that's closer to helping us remain the provider, that's what's important. So I'm passionate about keeping our Guthrie guys the ones providing the service to our Guthrie people. Mm-hmm. I feel that, you know, one, we have pride because we're from here.
Yep.
Two, you're just going to provide a better level of service.
And 100%.
I'm not knocking any contract service. I'm just saying our department will do a better job.
There's not even a single doubt in my mind that's the case.
Sure.
And you know, they live here. They know the intersections. They know the roads. They know the people. Not that that's a reason to get better service, but they live here. This is their city.
So. And we just have an outstanding staff down there.
Really do.
I mean, a truly outstanding staff. I think, you know, from the being on the board, I think one of the things that's been very eye-opening to me is the restrictions you have to live within to provide services. I mean, it is so restrictive. So when people say, well, why don't we just do this? Well, we can't just do that.
Right.
Or why don't we do this? Well, they don't let you do that. You know, and there's just so many things that go into it. But I will say this, the fire chief and their staff, they have a good vision for what is needed. We're given some tremendous data at the last meeting. You know, do cities get gouged? There's no doubt. And Eddie did a good job explaining all that. But that's there because even we were talking about a repair issue, and we're like, well, that same engine costs 30% of what it does if you buy it in the, you know. But it's all, there's just a lot of things that go into it. So it's not as easy as people think to go make common sense decisions when looking at it through the eyes of a, I'll just say, civilian, right? I will say that one thing that's going to have to stop is people, I want to encourage everybody, this won't fix the problem, but every little bit helps. Go to the city hall in January, the January, February timeframe, and you'll be able to sign up for $100 per household. Correct, Eddie?
Household. That's correct.
To do the subscription for the ambulance service. What that means simply is if you have insurance and whatever part the insurance pays, you can come back to the city and that $100 will write off the difference, correct?
That's correct. We will only bill for what the insurance will cover.
What the insurance will cover. So just on a personal level, just protect your family by doing that. It'll help the city. It'll help EMS a little bit. It'll help the county. It helps everybody. But it also helps your family. So please really educate yourself on that and understand that's a really good value. It's the same as the fire subscription.
That's correct.
You know, we've used that in the past. Unfortunately, in 09, as Chris knows, we had a house fire in 09. That was the day I went from really respecting the fire department to loving the fire department because the way they handled our situation was so professional, with so much class, and really just brought a lot of comfort to what's a very, obviously, rough time for anybody that's ever lost their home to a fire. But go out and support that. And I think the other thing I would tell you is people, you know, we adjusted our fees up to what it's the reimbursement allowed.
Sure.
You know, that was needed. So we're doing the things necessary at the city level to make this happen. Of course, on our board, we look at things, we'll make recommendations. The city obviously ultimately, and in the county, I believe, are the two that have the final say on those things. Am I correct on that?
That's correct.
And so it's been a good learning experience for me, and I'll use this as an opportunity also to encourage people to go apply to sit on boards because you learn a lot. I went home after our meeting. Was it Wednesday night?
Monday night?
Tonight's Wednesday.
Oh, tonight's Wednesday? Yeah. Good Lord. Monday night, and I walked in, and my wife said, well, how was the meeting? And I said, good Lord, and I just I called you right after I left.
Oh, yeah.
And because I was just dumbfounded by some things. And what it really walked away with was how much we get done. And when I say we, meaning our city staff, our county staff, the councils and the county commissioners under some very difficult circumstances. I mean, it is challenging, guys. It's very challenging. So if you see a city council member, thank them, staff member, thank them, because they're doing good work under very, very tough situation, tough conditions.
We got just a few more minutes with Eddie. We won't keep him the entire night. Chief Lawson, we are looking to open the enrollment starting December 1st, so customers can be covered starting January 1st.
That's great.
Just spoke with the billing company today on that. So
here in just a month, you can get out there, get to City Hall, right?
Yep.
Go to City Hall, and they'll be able to point you in the right direction. I think it's a great thing.
Greg says, so does that cover the household, the whole household, and what if you're across town and something happened, you need that service, is it covered?
Is it covered? Yes. So if you're the household, you have the subscription, you're covered.
The only thing it does not cover is Medicaid, correct?
That's correct. And I'm getting off into the fire chief's lane here.
Yeah.
So,
and he'll be here. We'll get him on here. But yeah,
you can pin him down. Yeah. So from what I understand, Medicaid is not covered.
Which is 12% of the runs.
It's 12% of the runs.
I listened to your meetings.
Good job, Chris. Yeah, so self-insured and folks who have insurance. So self-pay and those who are insured.
All right.
Just to make sure real quick, I want to make sure maybe I missed something, but I think what Greg's asking also, run doesn't have to be to your house for that to be in play. You could be at Gelsma Stadium, God forbid, and need an ambulance run.
Right.
If you have the subscription, you're still covered. Correct?
That's my understanding. Yeah, I'll give you that disclaimer. That's Chief Lawson's territory. I don't want to steal his thunder.
Yeah, get with the chief, though, come December 1, and we'll get chief on. But December 1, we'll get those questions out. But I think that's how it is worded.
That's my understanding of how it will work.
Yeah, maybe Chief Lawson will give us a yes here real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick, another question. GF Guthrie wants to throw this out here. It's the one we saw 25,000 times. I learned what I did earlier. But, Eddie, I have the right one on here? Oh, I got the wrong one. But that's okay. Eddie, does the city have a beautification committee, or who handles the city signs, the circle space? I'm not sure what the circle space is.
Phil's talking about in the roundabout.
The green space.
Okay. Yeah, it would be city.
It would be city. That's correct. So what we would do, we don't have a beautification committee per se. However, the streets department, in conjunction with City Hall, tourism, et cetera, and city council members, we do discuss.
Pay attention to that.
Yeah. Ways that we can enhance beautification. We're always open to feedback. So if you have anything you'd like to share, be happy to take that into consideration.
All right. Final question, because I want to have you out of here in an hour time. Eddie, how's the Elbow Park coming along? Dates on start of build out, and this has kind of been. You guys have so many projects, and they're projects. Sometimes they go through, sometimes they don't. They get chested. So real quickly, as fast as you can, you got to get home. Yeah, I know you got to get to bed, thunder or windy. So sorry.
Yeah, so Elbow Trail. So that is a grant through, it's a trails grant, RTP. So it is currently under Section 106 of the federal grants period of review. Okay, so what that means is at this point we've turned in our cultural resource study. We've conducted the study of the Elbow. We've turned that in. And so now there's this public comment period that doesn't have a defined time frame. It's just when the National Park Service decides that it's been a sufficient amount of time. Mm-hmm. So any folks who have any comments they'd like to provide on the Elbow Trail, whether that's a question or feedback for what we've proposed, now's the time. We want to hear that. We encourage you to come and visit with us on that. Once we close out of that period, then we'll be able to finish design documents and get the project rolling. So this is the same time frame that held up Owen Field.
Mm. Correct.
Okay, so Section 106, federal grants process, that was Owen Field. This is now the stage we're in on the Elbow.
City manager job. I mean, you got to know about roads. You got to know about police. You got to know about fire, library, airport. You got to know a bunch of stuff.
Hey, I do a minute amount of the work.
Yeah, but you have to know. Correct.
I have to know a little piece of all of
everybody,
it. Right.
Yes.
Everything that's going on. But if I didn't have a good staff, I wouldn't be successful. So again, I know I've bragged on them a lot. But the staff in this community is what has helped me be so successful right out of the gate. I mean, we're not even a year in. Yeah. So this is fantastic. But thank you. Thank you for that.
GF Guthrie gets the last word. Eddie, you're out of here. Eddie, thanks for answering all of our questions. We appreciate your time, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
We'd all echo that.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. This is where we would normally play a commercial, but I don't have a commercial. But if you'd like to sponsor the show, we'll take – but so we're going to get up and
– Oh, be awkward?
Be awkward for a second?
You can put Silas on, can't you?
Oh, throw Silas.
Oh, no, people like to say goodbye to Eddie and all that stuff. So we'll be right back. Audio's still on.
So audio's still on. Okay.
Thank you,
brother.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eddie. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Now, here's what I really think about the city of Guthrie, because I got a lot of things to say about it. What they do.
Boy, are we lucky to have that young man. Talented
young man. Dana says, they're gone. Let's talk about them. let's see here. Seabold says, you can replay a Generations Church commercial from the high school huddle. It's a different... Yes.
We would.
Yes.
We would.
It's a different system. It's a whole, and I don't know what that glitch is, but it never glitches on the huddle.
Never.
That little flash. I don't know what that is. I don't know. Yeah. If it's something here.
Would
I don't.
Ronnie go home?
I think so. See here. Real quick to answer your question, Pastor Greg. Hopefully you're still on. And by the way, thank you, Pastor Greg, for the $20 super
chat.
You
have been a blessing to
yes,
us. You really have. We can't thank you enough. You've been so supportive of us, and always, not just monetarily, but, man, we appreciate you so, so very much, Pastor Greg. That helps us do these shows. And
you must be talking about Pastor Greg.
Yeah, did another sponsorship. Oh, yeah. So we just we appreciate you so much, man.
That is big time. But hopefully, I said all that because hopefully Pastor Greg is there. Chief Lawson says on your screen, any resident subscribed to the program will be covered no matter where the call is, as long as it's our service area. It will not cover
out of district.
So if you're in Edmond,
would not
cover that there. So thank you, Chief, for that comment. And we will get Chief Lawson on this show or on Chris Evans podcast or something. He's ready to go. And, got his first TV interview the other day.
You know what? Your wife called out Josh.
She said she missed you at church.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying that's calling him out.
It's not calling him out. She just saying she missed him.
Where was he?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Why are you yelling at me?
You're asking me all these questions I don't have answers to.
Well, is he always like this?
No, I mean...
Right? Am I right?
He's just answering his questions.
With a tone in his voice. It's uncalled for.
Pastor Ray's still here. Oh, Josh and Sarah. Pastor Josh, I got breaking news for you. Pastor Josh.
What just happened?
Come Sunday, I will be in the hallways of Generations Church.
Oh, boy.
I will be there.
You leaving the church?
I will. It'll be up.
Oh, boy.
I will be at Pastor Josh's church Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
I don't know, is it eggs and sausage or what?
Biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy.
9:15.
Guests don't get that, do they? First time visitors?
Oh, absolutely.
They do?
Absolutely. We love everybody.
Huh.
Love God. Love people. Serve both well.
Serve both very well.
Pastor Josh, I'll be there Sunday.
You're not going to tell us why?
No.
Huh. Pastor Josh, I'd be there, but I'll be out of town. I did tell Eric, I think we are going to visit your church.
It's a wonderful place.
We are going to visit.
Got your great church. Things coming.
Yeah. Tanya loves, and I love Life Church too, but I like the more, Chris hates it when I use this word, the more intimate setting of a small town church.
Try saying that in a small town. Sarah says Ronnie was on dad duty. And then Josh says, Sarah's just being nice. Ronnie's the only Phillips who throws me under the bus. Oh,
I can go. I can get behind that, Josh.
What's he talking about?
Oh, why Jesus just called you out? You got problems. It's your spiritual leader you're throwing under the bus.
What about mysterious YouTubers?
Uh-oh.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
It was good to see Eddie.
Eddie's back doing, yeah. And,
it has rained twice since he's been here.
What a nice young man. You know, we teased when he first was hired about his age. Let me tell you, wise beyond his years. Well, I was just trying to not go to jail when I was his age. I mean, literally. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, this guy is wise beyond his years. Very impressive. Very, very impressive. Good hire, guys. Good hire.
Larry says, hope you're more approachable than there than at South Point.
Now, members of your former church are calling you out.
My former church?
Well, you're leaving your church. You're going out to Josh's church.
Oh, one day. Well, unless Josh has a better offer. It's scheduled for a one-day visit.
Well, you should have came last week, too, because we had little cards, and we got to sign up to volunteer for certain things. And
what'd you sign up for?
I signed up for the safety team, and I signed up for the technology team. So if the guys...
Safety.
Oh, yeah. We got a good safety
team. You're one of the most unsafe people I know.
Oh, no.
Oh, that kind of safety. Yes. Oh, no, you're good.
No, and then I also signed up for the technology. I picked technology. I don't know what it is, but... Our guys who do the production inside the church.
If
those guys would ever want a break, I would be more than happy to learn how to do that stuff, and I can push buttons.
You got smoke machines?
Not yet. Oh, yes, when he walks out. When Josh comes out, the smoke is coming. No, I'm just kidding. But that would be cool. That would be cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dana says, Pastor Josh, first showing up Sunday, break out the smoke machine for the hymns. That's what threw me off. Well, they throw smoke up for Josh. Maybe I can get a little smoke machine. Huh. That's what had me off for a second.
Safety is code word. That's correct.
Oh, no, I picked up on that. Yeah. I love it.
Jeff Guthrie wants to know, are y'all handing out candy downtown on Halloween?
Who? Us? Well, we can. Chris? You in?
What's the weather?
It doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's going
to
be cold.
Are you in?
Four to six.
It's going to be cold.
Are you in?
No, I'm going to take my kids. Well,
that's valid.
Yep.
You should do that.
Yep.
Guthrie?
We'll be in a wagon.
Chris?
Very nice wagon.
You know what? I can have the studio downtown camera on. We can watch.
But are we going to hand out candy?
Oh, I'm looking at the weather now.
Oh. No, you got to be at your house. We got to get the big king-size candy bars.
That's in the evening.
Oh, okay.
Is that the 31st? Is that a Tuesday?
Full-size bars.
Is that a Tuesday?
That's a Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
49 degrees.
Phil will be at our good friends at Strive Wellness Lounge. My wife and I will. And we will represent Second Banana Media, and we will have candy.
Yes. Yes.
Is that better?
Yes, we will be there. We will be there.
We will have candy.
That is correct.
Phil saves the day again. I mean, my back is worn out from carrying the two of you. Jeez. Wait. Brittany's got something to say.
Jeff Guthrie says you should show it live. Yeah,
we'll have it.
Yeah, we'll run it.
Chris put brand new windows in, and we'll be able to see.
Yeah,
we'll be able to see it all.
I was here all morning with him.
Sure was.
Thank you.
Sweet.
And I cleaned the windows, too.
I'm just glad you got it done, finally.
I got it done.
You made the calls.
I cleaned the windows.
The right thing.
I cleaned the table.
He did. Whatever.
I was here all day with him, so I might as well
wrap up the show.
I had to.
We're going to start lying to people. Just wrap the show up.
I was not here with them all day.
I saw your truck here.
You were here all day.
Yes, he was.
I wasn't here all day.
Nope. Not with the window guys.
If they were here for 4 hours, how many hours was I here with them?
They weren't here for 4 hours.
How do you know?
Because you told me already.
How long did I say? Because I couldn't tell you.
About 2.5 hours.
Okay, 2.5 hours.
No.
Yep. Close to four.
I told you about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you weren't.
Well, I had to leave. I had a meeting serving the youth of another community, trying to help them better their lives.
From the day of the Lord.
I'm exhausted.
By the way, let's see. How many people who I'm asked are great? Brittany, you can't answer. And Phil and Ronnie, you can't answer.
Oh.
The question is, who sponsors the downtown trick-or-treat? Do you know the answer?
I think I do.
Do you know the answer? Yeah? Yeah, I thought you did. See who gets it first. Let's see here. Oh, we have some breaking news here in a second. I want to see if anybody can, who sponsors downtown trick or treat?
We got a good answer.
I think I got an answer. I think I just waiting for it to pop on my screen. So yeah, the right winner, whoever's first, can get full credit. And Tara Drake, or is it Haley Drake?
That's my neighbor. Tara. I don't think are they in town?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're in town.
Tara, not.
We don't tell the couple.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Tara, I guard their house. Yeah. Homecoming queen.
Tara Drake.
Tara got it right.
She
yes,
the Chamber of Commerce. She carries a flag for Guthrie Blue Jays.
She does. The Chamber of Commerce does sponsor the downtown trick or treat.
Do a good
Greg
job.
Gibson got it. GF Guthrie also got it. Pastor Josh Siebold with some breaking news for us. Dollar General breaking ground on the west side of Guthrie on Tuesday.
Yep.
We got another one?
Yep.
Got one on Seward Road.
Yep. It's
built. Boy, that.
Seward Road?
Yeah, right there by the convenience store.
Yep.
Where?
Seward Road.
You go
out by me?
Yep. You go Seward Road over the highway.
By close to Pine.
East of 35.
Oh, on the other side.
In between 35 and Pine.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. But good for that. Another Dollar General breaking ground on the west side of Guthrie on Tuesday over there kind of by Generation Church.
Another one?
Another one.
We're going to have 108 of those things.
So if you live in.
That's crazy.
So if you live in Cedar Valley, you don't have to go all the way in town, or you don't have to go all the way to Broadway and Forest Hills.
I'd say they got Guthrie locked down.
They got them. They got them each, all the corners. The corners,
yeah. Now, what do we have already in town? We got, so this is Dollar General, you said?
Yeah, Dollar General West Side.
So what do we have on Division?
That's a Dollar General.
And then what's the other one down here, closer?
Dollar Tree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing in there costs a dollar. It's called a dollar store.
Well, it used to.
No,
inflation.
That's why Dollar General. I hope that Dollar
used to
General.
Be Dollar General down here, right?
Yeah. Well, it used to be one right over here,
right
too.
Right here, too, yeah. Oh, yeah. That
was. The one downtown was handy.
Yeah.
That place was awesome.
It has a smell.
It did have a smell, too, yeah.
Well, that's not very nice.
Well, I'm just.
It did. This was like in the 90s.
It was here when we moved here.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
But don't all the Dollar Generals kind of have the same smell?
They do.
Like laundry soap.
I went to one.
Well, there's laundry soap in the store, so it's going
to
smell.
I went to one of Fort Gibson.
Why are you yelling at me?
Well, because you're attacking Dollar General store.
I went to one of Fort Gibson. It smelled just like all of them.
It smells fresh and refreshing and clean.
You got business with the.
I'm Trump working on it.
Okay. Brandy says, I can get behind the new Dollar General. West Side, baby.
That's right.
Why is West Side?
It's the best side.
It's the best side.
Hold on.
Uh-oh. More breaking news? Oh, sweet Lord.
For goodness.
Tara Drake says they're building one at Charter Oak and Douglas.
119 of them.
Charter Oak and Douglas, that's the school. Yeah. Charter Oak.
Yeah.
Woodcrest Fire Department.
Yeah.
That's handy. And nobody says anything's going on in our fair city.
Tara.
That's county.
The other two aren't.
No.
The one over here is. The one in... Pastor Josh is not. That's city. I didn't. Tara, scooping me. I did not know about Charter Oak and Douglas. Very cool. Thank you, Tara. Or Haley, whoever you are. Dollar Tree.
That's Cody Tara. Says Dollar that's Tree. Definitely Tara.
Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
Pastor Josh, West Side's best side. GF Guthrie, West Side is the new East Side. let's see, Brittany have a snide remark toward me. What was that? Was that something down here?
Well, it was important.
It was important. Brittany, get the, let's see here. Yes, board member Chris, you should hand out candy.
We have representation.
I will do my best. I promoted already a few times. And I'll be promoted again. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I hate that.
It doesn't glitch during the...
Does it show up on their end?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't glitch during the huddle.
Well, no.
Or the Chris Evans podcast.
Maybe when you're over there to zoom out, maybe like the cord got loose or something.
When you do it to the huddle? I've seen it before.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Oh, Steph. Thank you, Steph.
What'd Steph do?
What do you think he did?
Steph, step it up. That's your boy. Oh, Bruce is 74. Oh, I know Bruce. Bruce is a good guy.
Absolutely. We will say happy 74th birthday to Bruce.
Stortz. 74. He's a good man. Big Harley guy.
If we had our cameo set up, we could have made an extra $5 on that. Made a video for him.
If what?
We had our cameo set up.
We're going to charge him $5? Say happy birthday?
Oh, it was $5. Yeah, yeah. He would have got $5 cheaper.
Well, we're not cutting rates. Well, we like fees.
I know, but you think people would really pay more than $5 for us to make a video for them?
Some people would.
Cameo. Oh, cameo. That's where.
Yeah, we got a cameo account. We just haven't put out anything yet, but we do have a cameo account.
Bruce is funny. Not as funny as Steph. Steph's funny.
Yeah, he's funny.
Funny guy.
Jeff Guthrie has diagnosed the problem. It's just a glitch in the Matrix. No biggie. Thank you.
Matrix. Okay.
Thank you for doing that.
All right. That's good.
Cody, good point here. Cody Knox is glad that Logan County Sheriff's Office found Frank.
No doubt.
Yep. It was actually a family member. I think it was his daughter that stumbled upon Frank.
Can you imagine that reunion?
Yeah.
The relief.
Goes missing 2 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday.
God.
Sheriff's Office, Woodcrest Fire Department, all out there searching. I think deputies and firefighters till about 8:30 that night started to search up again the next day at 9:30, all the way through dark again, couldn't find him. And then the search started again, and his daughter found not too far from the search area. And talking with deputies, they think he fell into that briar. You know, I never heard of briar.
Briar patch?
Yeah. Never heard of briar until maybe 6 months ago. Now I hear
it. Get out of the city more.
Now I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
But anyway, fell into a briar, and it was so thick that they had to take a chainsaw to cut him out or cut the wood to get him out of there. But they think he was coming home and fell in that because the deputies and the family were able to see the footprints from yesterday. So they were in that area. So I think they looked in the area. He wasn't there because he was walking maybe somewhere, and then he was walking back home and fell in. So I just hope, and I haven't, maybe we can get some answers later if the family wants to talk, but hopefully he didn't have to be in the rain because it was raining and he was dehydrated, cold, and hungry.
Have you guys ever lost an animal for a period of time?
Like I think when I was little, yeah, Bo Duke.
So think about how you feel when that happens, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then multiply it by infinity.
Correct.
For a loved one, you know, for a dad, a brother, a sister, a spouse, whoever. I can't even imagine what that poor family's been through.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even imagine it. I mean, the sense of relief she must have felt when she saw her dad, man, it gets you. I mean, whew.
And I'm sure you felt you're tired and sleeping. You feel maybe a little guilty because you got to go home and sleep 3 hours just to make it. And so you're. But then I know they got up and looked as fast as they could, and so it's just,
God, he's home.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, imagine just going, what was it, about 36 hours-ish, something like that.
Just not knowing.
Just 36 hours of 36 hours of not eating or 36 hours of being outside without being able to go inside. You know, that is just tough. So, and he was 84, 85 years old. So,
thank God they build them different than boys.
Yeah, yeah, they transport him to the hospital today and haven't heard much then, but he was alert, conscious, talking. So, yeah.
Thank God.
Great, great, great ending to that there. So, Steph says, thank you. Oh, no, thank you.
But, you know, and I want to say, you know, I know he's talking about his neighbor and
Mr. Stortz.
Yeah. And him and his wife are such good people. I was lucky to get to know them because of our friendship with Steph. They're next door neighbors to him.
Okay.
And they're such fabulous neighbors. They're so helpful to everybody in the neighborhood. Great people. Just awesome and funny as. Unbelievably funny.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just good people. So happy birthday, bud.
Absolutely. Coach says there was a little here. There's a standoff the night Frank went missing. It was nuts. It was, maybe a standoff. I guess probably a little bit. It was a little crazy. It was firefighters went onto some property trying to find Frank.
Yeah,
homeowners didn't like it. Had a gun.
Fellers
said,
that's my land.
Get
my
off
God.
My property.
Yeah.
And so the great sheriff that we have, Damon, somehow knew their number. I don't know if he knew them or was able to get it through their resources. But talked to him for 16 minutes and said, hey, they're looking for a guy. And like, there's no guy. No one would come on this property. Like, dude, turn on the news. And, oh.
And so, it is what it is. I mean, I don't understand. I just don't. It's just insane. Yeah.
So,
I mean, we talk about that a lot off the air, just as friends, you know,
yeah.
The reaction. I mean, if I see police officers, or don't even have to be law enforcement or first responders.
And yes, their question, yes, firefighters had their gear on.
Yeah. But even if I saw a group of people come up at night onto my property and I went out, I'd go out and see what they wanted. But the second they said somebody's lost, we're looking for them.
We're firefighters.
But even if they weren't firefighters,
yeah.
If it was just private citizens out searching, I'd say, well, let me get my boots on. Yeah. You know, let's go look. I mean, I don't understand that.
But we had people look in our garage growing up.
Sure did.
For Chris?
Oh, no.
No, no.
Some escapee. They came about six or seven come running to our garage with guns.
I just literally went in the house.
Was he in there?
Oh, no, he was across the street in the dumpster from the courthouse.
Did they get him?
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah, so I was driving home at my mom's house.
Helicopter on her house.
Yeah. And so I'm driving, oh, my gosh, they're probably thinking I'm the bad guy. And so I park, and this spotlight on this helicopter is so bright. And I'm walking. I was like, I got to get out and walk in because – they're probably going to come after me.
Knowing how Chris thinks, I'm going to get shot.
So you have to go through past our garage to get into the house. And I'm up against the wall like this. Yeah. Because the light, I'm trying to hide from the light. And that light has lit up the entire neighborhood. Yeah.
That's funny.
And then they come searching with their long guns.
Yeah, the long guns.
Crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. Did you guys see... just the strangest story I put on news page last night.
About the young lady?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
22-year-old. Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah. I read the story, yeah.
Yeah. A news page viewer alerted to me about this deal, but a 22-year-old Oklahoma woman found dead on top of a barge in Memphis, Tennessee. And they said, I think this girl's from Guthrie. So I looked her up and graduated from Wellston.
Yeah.
Lived in Luther or...
Moved to Guthrie.
Moved to Guthrie. Yeah. Yeah. And so, I just hope they find the answers of what in the world happened. That's just kind of a strange story. Then she was arrested before that.
Yeah.
And said someone was chasing her or after her.
Yeah.
They kind of wrote it off, and then she's dead 3 days later. So it's just a weird,
it's
weird
a horrible, deal. Horrible situation.
Yeah.
Horrible situation.
So
squeeze the ones you love, boys.
Yep. No.
I tried.
All right. We got about 7 minutes left in the show here.
7 minutes.
Yeah.
All the way to nine.
Huh? All the way to nine. I think we can be quality for 7 minutes.
We can?
Yeah. Do you need to go somewhere?
No.
He does.
I'm no, I'm good.
Yeah, you got it clear?
No. I just told her it ain't happening. Not going to make it tonight.
You want some Family Feud trivia?
Oh, boy.
Brittany likes Family Feud.
Do I get? Oh, I get to read them though because you guys are going to do the contest.
I brought them over.
Why are you like that?
He brought them over.
I did bring them over.
Oh. I'm going to start keeping account of everything I bring over.
Yeah, please do.
Jeez. Really?
Oh, Phil, you'll love this one. This is a good one for you.
How do you play Family Feud?
This is good.
There's four answers on the board.
Well, this one has more.
Okay. Top eight answers on the board.
So we'll go with you two. And then whoever gets the highest one will get to go until they strike out, and then the other person has a chance still.
I'll just answer what's given here.
All right, you ready?
Tara wants to know, do they get to play this week?
Where do we play this week?
We go to Lawton.
We're on the road tomorrow, Lawton.
Early.
Bring your flag.
Leaving early, getting home late.
It is on GMP TV if you cannot make the trip.
GMP TV.
Lawtonite 4-4 on the year. They did not play last week. And they snapped our three-game losing streak when they beat Shawnee. I've already done my homework. Good to go.
Yeah.
You snorted.
Yeah, I'll read Josh's comment.
Let's see here. Where do we play this week? Brittany says, please. T-Fred says, are we going to get a Christmas tree for the background?
No.
Well, sure. We can put a tree in there. That's a green screen. Yeah.
Yeah. How about City Camera instead of the open mic podcast background? How about City View?
That'd be good.
It looks like at nighttime?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. Pastor Josh? Oh, boy. This is not good when it starts off with Chris. Chris, Sunday we are going to need you to check in with our officer at the door now that we know you ran from the police helicopter. # background check.
That's right.
I was a victim that night.
Oh, yeah. There's only one victim on this show.
So
setting right
I up. Would be glad to do that if it's about all about safety. Be glad to do that. Pastor,
you gonna be packing?
No, I feel safe at Generation Church.
Phil, you should get this right.
Okay, we got 5 minutes.
Yep, you got ready. Names?
Oh, hold on. Oh, oh wait. Huge thank you to Larry.
Oh, thanks, Larry.
Oh.
The highlight of his Wednesday night.
Thanks, Larry. We need to get you out more.
Hey, Larry's taking on Titans. He's taking on Titans.
He is taking on Titans. Yeah. I love Larry's sure passion has. For the Blue Jays. Yeah. It's awesome.
Hopefully he's okay with us having Guthrie number three, Dale City.
He's not. He commented not good with that.
I had him too, Larry. I had him too.
And I think they could beat Dale City.
I think there's no doubt they could beat Dale City.
Sure they can.
Okay, yeah. Got 4 minutes.
Just like
never mind.
Piedmont could beat Carl Ebert, district champions. Okay, play Guthrie Blue Jays. Larry, Guthrie Blue Jays could be the district champions.
Could be.
You heard it here.
That's true. They could be.
Piedmont did beat Carl Ebert once before when nobody thought they could.
No one picked it.
They did. Coming back from Guymon that night. It has happened.
Are you calling it?
Call it now.
Please. I need more time to think about it. I need to see how McGinnis and Piedmont play this week. Okay. T-Fred, we all pick Piedmont. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. 3 minutes.
Well, we might have to go overtime now.
Yeah, oh, overtime now.
Okay.
All right, Brendan, here you go. Ready? Here's Tripp. Okay. Okay.
Well, how do we answer?
Just say boo.
Boo?
Yep. Halloween. Boo. Whoever Halloween. Says boo first.
Say boo first. Boo.
Boo first. Boo.
Yeah.
Just say boo first.
Boo
right?
first. Boo.
You ready?
Oh, Brittany stepped up. Stand by. Breaking news coming.
That's me begging to play trivia.
Yeah, she gave us $3 to play trivia. She wants to play.
I was going to say, you better pay attention. Where's your head tonight?
What do you mean?
Chris, you've done a fantastic job tonight.
Yeah.
Boy, here goes Josh now. Jeez.
Are you guys
going to do an audit on this thing?
Well, how are you guys getting it before I am?
Well.
Because we're live.
We're live. You're over there on that delayed system.
I'm not on delayed system.
Well, you got a problem with your computer.
I don't have a problem with this computer.
2 minutes.
We're going overtime.
I'm so tired.
I'm sure it'll...
Sleepy.
Let me refresh.
I think my wife discovered why I have memory loss.
Oh, please tell us.
There's a few reasons. Too much sugar in my diet affects your memory. Do you guys know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Cut back to 7 cookies a day.
There we go.
You had 7 before the first populate. Show.
Tomorrow.
You had cookies today. Yeah.
Well, I'm cutting back to 7 cookies a day starting tomorrow.
There's Miss Britt. Thank you, Britt.
Oh, what about Josh? He didn't get
left. Let's celebrate the first super on a live stream. That's what it says.
Next one, please.
That's me begging to play trivia.
Okay.
Josh Seabold, Pastor Josh, 1999. I tell him I'm coming to his church and...
Boom. He gives you money. Ain't that crazy? You're supposed to give them money.
Well, maybe. We'll see. Our tithing's automatically deducted out, so...
It's handy. 1 minute.
Thank you, Pastor Josh. Thank you, Brittany.
Okay, let's go. Boo.
Boo's to play. All right, ready?
Yep.
Chris, you listening?
Yeah.
Name something you wouldn't want to have happen while you're pet sitting.
Boo.
Phil?
Have the animal die.
Would you like to play?
Oh, yeah.
Number one answer.
I'm good at this.
Would you like to play or pass?
No, I'll play.
All right.
How many answers are on the board?
There's one. You just got one. Yeah. But total, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, good Lord. That's
six
a tough one.
On the board.
I'll play.
All right. Name something you wouldn't want to have happen while your pet's sitting.
Boo.
No, you don't have
to. Keep going?
It's yours.
Oh,
it's yours.
Run away. It's on there.
It's on there. Number two. Yeah. Number two.
Yeah.
Do we read it again?
No, I got it.
Okay.
Get sick.
Number three.
Yeah. It's going to get harder.
Plenty of experience for this.
Bite you.
Number four. On a roll.
I got two more.
You got two more.
I'm going to get 5 of them. He's going to come and get the 6th one. Sweep the board. Number 5. Run away, sick, die. I said bite you, right?
Yep.
I think this is already under runaway, but... Oh. Mate with another dog. Or another animal.
Oh, one X. One strike.
Okay.
Will we read it to you again?
You only get one strike. It's a quick show.
I'll get 2 strikes. You get 2 strikes, Phil.
Go ahead.
Chris, your chance is still two on the board. Let me read it to you.
I want to see Chris struggle a little bit.
Name something you wouldn't want have to happen while you're pet sitting.
I don't. You said die. I don't want him to get sick.
I already said that.
Six's already been said.
So that's
No, hit it.
That's how the game works.
That's not how it goes.
That is absolutely how the game
Phil,
works.
Phil, I watched the lady say the same thing 20 times that had already been said, and they kept telling her and telling her and telling her.
Okay. You don't want to get in a fight with another the other animal.
Oh, that's a good one.
Not to get fight with another animal. It's wrong. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, Phil wins the round. The last two. Did I get it?
Oh, I won the round. Don't not poopy. Don't want them to defecate on the floor?
That would be one. Pets pee on the floor.
How about this one? Take your wife's legs out and almost cripple her when you're dog setting. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Is Sarah trying to get back in your good gracious?
Yeah. And the last Circle one. Last
oh,
one.
She's back in?
Yeah.
Last one is pet chews things.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Phil won that round.
Not really, but.
I won. Champion.
Oh, here's another good one. Here's another good one.
Okay.
All right. Boo to clock in, all right? If you thought you heard a robber in your home, where would you hide?
Boo.
Chris.
Closet.
That's cap.
Number one.
That was cap.
Pass or play.
How many are on there?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. You've already got one. Seven.
Garage.
That's in there.
Last one. With two people answering that one.
Okay, read it again.
If you thought you heard a robber in your home,
where would you hide?
Where would you hide?
Go ahead.
Bathroom.
It's in there.
Okay, keep going.
Attic. No. Basement, closet.
Basement, that'd be up. That would go for it.
Yep. He said attic.
It's all
same
the
thing. Same thing.
No, the attic's up here. The basement's down there. That's not the same damn thing.
It's same thing.
No.
Thank you.
That is such a crock of crap. Josh, you're going to have two liars in your church Sunday. Go ahead.
I'm waiting.
Neither one of you guys believe this.
Let's see here.
The answer is obvious.
Yes, it is.
I got the number one answer.
You did. But the last number one, two is easy.
It's obvious.
Yeah.
Bedroom.
If you give that to him, I'm
that is correct.
That is a crap of load. It's under the bed.
It's look what it says under the bed / bedroom.
Bullshit. What does it say? Attic and basement?
Chris?
I didn't think so. There's an asterisk next to this.
Whatever. This was kind of be in the house. kitchen.
Nope.
Okay.
Read it again.
If you thought you heard a robber in your home, where would you hide? One strike.
If you thought there was a robber in your home, outside.
It's not your game. Chris?
No. Outside.
Correct, Chris. Correct.
Teamwork.
You suck. This already doesn't count. It already doesn't count.
You got two more.
Oh, two more.
Oh, cocky. This already doesn't count.
Garage.
Attic. You already said
the garage.
Okay, so I'm done. Phil?
No, keep going.
No, that's good.
Keep going.
You get one X. No, you got one X.
Oh, I get one more.
Yeah, go ahead. Attic and freaking basement.
I would hide in the house.
You already said that.
I don't know. Okay. I'm out.
X, Phil, two more.
Neighbor's house.
Nope, Chris wins around.
In the house, yeah.
Yep.
What were they?
The final two, bathroom or tub.
You said bathroom.
I said bathroom.
Oh, then you only need one more then.
Oh, yeah.
Phil, I thought you would have got this one correct, Chris. Behind wife.
Attic and basement are the same thing, huh?
No, they're not.
Well, let me see the card. What did it say?
Just basement.
Oh, so he didn't get it right. And I have proof right here.
I have two X's. Okay, give me one X, and I got it. I got them anyway.
You had three X's.
No, I didn't.
Everybody on here agrees with me. Attic and basement are different.
You guys are.
Name the part of a body you use the most from your waist up. Waist up. Waist up. Chris?
Eyes.
Number
three.
Four.
Oh, four.
Out of five. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play.
Okay. Name a part of the body you use from the most. Waist up. Waist up.
Ears.
Phil?
That's 1X.
We'll play 1X. Remember you said in the first round?
No, you said two. You said two.
Two.
Hands.
Would you like to be fair?
Hands, arms.
Hands, number one.
Hands, arms. Two totally different
That's
things.
Two. Yep. That's another one. Hands and arms. That's
another. Oh, you get two at a time now.
Yep. Mouth.
Mouth. Yep. One more.
Brain.
Ding, 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 ding. Sweet, sweet, Bit Phil.
Sweet. Guys,
ball game.
So
that's the show. We will talk to you next week.
You guys cheat in everything you do. You cheat. Everything. I'm out.
Oh, here's a good one, though. Last one. Last one. Name the person you feel most guilty lying to.
Boo.
Chris.
Spouse.
Number two. Phil, you got a chance to steal.
I know what number one is.
What is it?
Mom. Parent.
Children.
That's number three.
Parent.
Chris got number one. Three more.
Oh, three more. But I win.
Yeah, you win.
Stop.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Stop.
We'll do one for all the marbles right here, Phil, just to get you back in.
Oh, no. I've already got all the points accumulated.
Top answer.
Win. Sudden death.
Win. Sudden death. It's a tie. You've won one. He's won one.
Won two.
Well, the sudden death wins it all. Yeah. Worth more points.
The basement attic, that might have.
There's an asterisk.
We'll get him
there's
there.
There's an asterisk.
So top answer wins it. Name a professional sports team named after a bird.
Boo.
Phil.
St. Louis Cardinals.
Number two.
No. Oh.
You have a chance to take it.
Bird.
Oh, I know what it's going to be.
Eagles.
Yeah. Walk off.
Appreciate Eddie Faulkner, the city manager, stopping by. We will try to record that or Chris slice it and cut that there. Glad to win the show. I always have the questions, but good to participate.
Cheater.
Great job
Thank
of
you.
Hosting that.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that'll do it. We hope you have a great night. Don't forget, Guthrie football on the road. If you can't get down to Lawton, we will have the broadcast at 6:30 with the pregame show, 7 o'clock with the kickoff from
Blue Jays.
Comanche County.
Phil picked out Nike again.
Phil what?
Phil picked out Nike.
I did.
He did. He said Guthrie was lucky to even be in the same game with Carl Albert. That's